This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. Ready Nutrition was founded by former University of Pittsburgh basketball team captain Pat Cavanaugh, who turned it into one of the fastest growing and cutting edge sports nutrition companies. While Ready Nutrition has been at the forefront of healthy snacks and drinks for several years, Cavanaugh's company not only has partnered with the Atlantic 10 and AAU, but also during this coronavirus pandemic has been donating several products to medical centers and schools. We'll talk about his company and his days at Pitt on this edition of Sports Jam.
You got to be.
My guest on Sports Jam is someone who had a terrific college career in sports, but has moved on to have even bigger and better things in the world of nutrition and business. Pat Cavanaugh is my guest on Sports Jam, joining us from Wexford. Pat, great to have you on the show.
It's great to spend some time talking with you and the listeners today, and looking forward to our conversation.
Now, you have had a terrific sports career, but we're going to get right to what you're doing right now. You're the founder of Ready Nutrition. Tell us how that started.
Well, with my playing days at Pitt, one of the things I realized was that nutrition could have an advantage, for you if you took care of yourself in terms of what you, what you would eat, etc. And in today's world, sports nutrition is even more important. All the studies show time and time again that as much as 25% of athletic performance is dictated by your nutrition. So it was kind of a natural evolution for me to build upon my athletic career and start a company that focused on that type of product.
Now, Project Ready has already partnered with the Atlantic 10, AAU. Obviously, your connection with basketball made those partnerships a little bit easier, right?
It did. I think one of the things that that helps from my perspective, Doug, is I'm able to have an understanding of what a student athlete or a professional athlete would go through in terms of their training, their careers, ups and downs, and then also from a coaching perspective as well. So I think I can relate to the athletes today.
Obviously, we're going through a very difficult time right now, Pat. How has Ready Nutrition been able to help out during this coronavirus pandemic? As you know, here in New Jersey and New York, it has been devastating, but it's going all around the country.
Well, one of the things that our company, when I founded it, beyond having clean nutritional products, was to be able to give back and help people. I mean, that's our mission, is to help athletes achieve their goals. And that's one of the things we like to do, is give back to the community. In the Pittsburgh area, and you being from Pittsburgh can appreciate it, we've provided multiple products for Allegheny Health Network frontline healthcare workers, UPMC. So we've delivered over 120,000 bottles of our protein water and our bars to those frontline healthcare workers just in our own backyard.
Let's talk about some of the products and how that all developed for Ready Nutrition. Like you said, you knew what it takes to be an athlete, but you also have to have some people in there that have the scientific knowledge and everything behind it. Who's helped you create this whole product line? And tell us about some of the products.
So it's a great question. A couple of things with our products that are kind of our tenets of our R&D process. Number one, they have to be all natural or organic. They do not contain any sugar alcohols. I think one of the things that people can appreciate, whether you're a competitive athlete or, a health conscious consumer, is that your GI system and kind of that gut health, as they call it, is so critical to not just feeling good, but be able to perform at your best. So our products, all natural, no sugar alcohols. And then, as we all know, it can have the greatest nutritional label in the world. If it doesn't taste good, people aren't going to buy it again. So we really pride ourselves on having great tasting products. And the formulation of those, beyond myself, who's very involved with the product development perspective, we have a chief science officer, we have food nutritionists that work with various ingredients to create the functionality that we need across the product line.
You mentioned before how you like to give back and work with people, and certainly you have even reinvented the business now during the coronavirus crisis, and You've already provided some donations to medical centers, including some here in New Jersey, Cooper and Holy Name and places like that.
We have. I think with our connection with the Atlantic 10 and the number of schools we work with in the greater Philadelphia area, again, that's another region that we are very familiar with. For myself, having played in that area in Villanova and things like that, and again, our partnership with the Atlantic 10, it was a natural act for us to help that community as well. And in addition to that, on the other side of the coast, we've also worked with the LA County and USC Medical Center, as well as the Rose Bowl Foundation, to give back to the frontline healthcare workers there and to the Pasadena School District System to provide product that goes into the kids' meals. We have an office there, and then one of our most famous team members, Aaron Donald, that's the second community for him outside of Pittsburgh. That was important to us as well.
Third down and 5. Garoppolo's going to go down, and it's going to be Aaron Donald.
This is a place you don't normally see Aaron Donald one-on-one on the outside. Normally in pass rush situations, he slides back.
I wouldn't imagine you have any arm wrestling tournaments with him.
That's that old saying, you have to pick your battles wisely. That's not one that I would partake in.
He is a mountain of a man, and what a football player. Now, you're a two-time captain of the Pitt basketball team, former captain, but your days of selling and business go back to, I think, when you were 10, right?
You did your homework. I'm impressed. Yes, so I started my selling, cut my teeth, selling seeds and flower seeds and shoes door to door when I was 10 years old in Grove City, where I grew up. So it was a great learning experience for me.
Take us to the point as far as your basketball career. You were actually a football star, and you get to the University of Pittsburgh, and like many of us are always told, you're maybe don't have the skills, don't have the size, don't have the speed to play at Division I. You certainly didn't listen to that, did you?
You know, I had an interesting career post high school. You know, I went on to West Point Prep School, United States Military Academy Prep School at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. Went through basic training, got the appointment to West Point, turned that down, and I had a very defining moment in my life. I had to make a decision between playing Division I basketball or football. Called my dad and said, "Dad, Lehigh just offered me a full scholarship to play quarterback, but I'm going to turn that down and I'm going to walk on at Pitt." And there was complete silence on the other end of the phone. He was somewhat dumbfounded, but he obviously supported me. Has been such a big impact in my career, along as my mom and my family. And then from there, I walked on to Pitt as a quarterback, fifth string quarterback, is how I got onto campus.
And then you became a basketball walk on, but eventually you would become so tight with your players that you've got the honor of being captain. And those were good basketball teams at the University of Pittsburgh, and Paul Evans had put together quite a squad and a lot of terrific point guards, and you were one of them.
He was fortunate enough to be on many teams that had not just great athletes but very competitive people. And for myself, I think in any sport at any level, the players, they know who can play. And I think at the end of the day, one of the things that prided myself in was being able to deliver for the team in games when it counted most. Whether I was starting, whether I was coming off the bench, I think my teammates knew when it was crunch time they could count on me to make a play.
CBS Sports presents College Basketball. Today's game between the Florida Gators and the Pittsburgh Panthers is sponsored by MCI.
Joe Lane showing nice composure inside also. Screaming at his fellas, saying they wanted to celebrate a little bit too early. He wanted Kavanaugh in there on those boards helping out. That's why the guy's a winning coach.
Foul was on Chapman. Lane goes to the line. You know what, though? I think he was more concerned about them taking it to the hoop and not melting the clock as quickly as
he said get the ball back out. Look, there's an intentional foul on Montgomery against Kavanaugh. There'll be two shots and the ball out of bounds for Pittsburgh.
Kavanaugh goes to the line now after the intentional foul. Kavanaugh gets it back, and Pittsburgh's going to be 9-0. That's the end of the ball game. Pittsburgh 80, Florida 68.
For those who remember those University of Pittsburgh teams with Paul Evans, take us into that. You actually were a part of the first NCAA tournament win, I believe.
Yeah, so we were fortunate. My freshman year was actually Coach Evans' first year. He had just come in from coaching David Robinson at Navy, and you know, we had Curtis Aiken and Charles Smith, Jerome Lane, Demetrius Gore, just guys that were so talented and really just wanted to win. And Coach Evans was able to gel that group together, not only get our first NCAA tournament win, but also, you know, we were Big East champions that year and the following year as well. So it was a great experience for us to be able to accomplish that and win our first Big East tournament game at Madison Square Garden.
What was it like for you? You know, everybody talks about playing in the Mecca of basketball, the Madison Square Garden, University of Pittsburgh player. You know, a lot of people take it for granted up here. You know, St. John's and Seton Hall, they get to play on a regular basis at Madison Square Garden. What was it like for you, your first trip there?
Well, it was beyond my expectations. I think everything that it's built up to be, it's all that and more. And, you know, at the time, Pitt basketball, I would say, really didn't have a lot of respect in the Big East, especially at the tournament time, because we, you know, obviously hadn't won a game to that point. So for myself, again, I think as a player, you always want to be able to give your best performance in the Garden in New York. It's like you said, it's the Mecca of basketball. And so for me, again, I took a lot of pride in having some of my best games in my career in Madison Square Garden, and it was great to be a part of that experience.
You and I share a couple of things. Both of our fathers were in insurance. My dad worked for Prudential for 35 years. Your dad taught school, but he also sold insurance and cars. So how big of an influence was your dad, John, in all of this?
Well, he, you know, like a lot of boys, their father is a role model. And, you know, my dad was, you know, all that and more. School teacher, both my parents were teachers. I got a family of public school teachers, so very proud of that. But my dad being a coach, in addition to, you know, being a teacher and having three kids, you know, working extra jobs, like you said, selling insurance and, you know, selling cars, whatever my family had to do, he had to do to help provide my brother Brian and sister Colleen, you know, the opportunities. You know, he did that. So he was very motivating for me. He and my mom, just their work ethic was something that's, you know, made a lasting impression on me to this day.
And we don't want to sell your mom short here, because she was the head dietitian at Grove City College in Slippery Rock. So I see the connection there of dietitian and nutrition. So you took maybe the athletic skills and things maybe from your dad and the nutrition part from mom?
Yeah, that's a good description. Although my mom's got some skills too, but my dad, you know, I think he still holds the scoring record at Slippery Rock High School at 40. I think it's 42 points he had with no 3-pointers. So he could definitely play. But you were right. So getting my athletic really focused and coaching from my dad, and the nutritional side from my mom, I had a great supporting cast, no doubt.
Do you feel the college athlete should be paid?
That's a great question, and as a former athlete, I do. I think there obviously needs to be, some parameters and some guidelines set there. But you know, college sports, especially at the Division I, Power Five school level, it's a big business. And at the end of the day, what a lot of people don't understand is that you know, a lot of student athletes, you know, they're coming into an environment where if they don't have money, they may have been in a family situation where they don't have dollars. A lot of student athletes can't even take their girlfriend or boyfriend out for you know, for on a date if they don't have dollars. And so I think there has to be some additional equity on how that gets handled in the future, no doubt.
Would you like to be a part of a panel that would actually help with that? Because, you know, being in nutrition, you know, we hear a lot of athletes, and I've talked to a lot of athletes who say, much like you just said, they don't even necessarily have the money to have good meals, depending on the situation. They may be stars on Saturday on the football field, but when it comes to actually having money to get around and do what they need to do, and especially eat right, you probably could provide some good insight there.
Yeah, I would I think at the end of the day, what I could bring to the table is I could bring together, bring my experience from a student athlete perspective, as well as I think a business perspective. And, you know, again, to your point, I think, you know, being the focus on the weekend, Saturday, what have you, during the week, and not having those dollars, that's even more evident right now. You think about the current situation that we're in, and all the student athletes had to get sent home when they're expecting to have access to the dining halls or training tables, and now they're going back into a situation where they can't count on that.
When people are working out, a lot of people can't find the right mix of being able to exercise and eat right. I know this could take you a long time to answer this question, but for the average person, whether they be, you know, really involved in sports right now or maybe in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, what's your advice for how to mix exercise and eat right?
That's a great question. And I have a number of very close friends that that weren't competitive or college athletes growing up, but you know they're fitness conscious and health conscious now. And I there's really three things that I would say that I always tell people. Number one, really watch your sugar. The American Heart Association says a female should not have more than 26 grams of sugar in a day, and a man should not have more than 36. Think about that. That's not a lot. That's the American Heart Association. Watching those sugars. Number one. Number two is stay hydrated. You know, make sure you're drinking 2 to 3 liters of water a day. You can think it's very important. And the third thing is, from an exercise perspective, it's a journey. You know, it's get a starting point. So, you know, get your baseline and gradually increase that. It's at the end of the day, it's like most things in life. Good habits or bad habits are going to either make you or break you. So I think from a workout perspective, get into a routine. Don't try to do too much. Build from there. And I would say at the end of the day, those two things, while they seem very basic, drink 2 to 3 liters of water, keep your sugars in check. You'll give your chance you can give yourself a chance to succeed.
Tell us about a little bit about your background in business. The letter CRONS. What does that mean, and what's it mean to you?
Wow, that's great. So CRONS is an acronym. It stands for Come Ready or Never Start. And that was a brand that I developed after my days at Pitt, and then professionally, you know, having gotten tryouts with, you know, a handful of NBA teams, I really walked away from my athletic career that the majority of athletic performance is predicated on a mentality, outworking the competition, proving people wrong. So the CRONS brand was really the start of where Ready Nutrition is today. So those acronym, those initials represent the mentality of it doesn't matter where you start, it's where you finish, you know. And so I use that phrase, and our company uses that a lot. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I think at the end of the day, for so many athletes, you know, you think about some of the greatest people that are considered the greatest athletes in their respective sports. I don't think there's any of them that were a first-round draft pick or even maybe a top-10 draft pick. They continued to work and had really this competitive drive within them that they weren't going to listen to people outside of them telling them they couldn't do something.
Now, obviously, sports is on hold right now, the seasons, but I'm hoping that you have a Pittsburgh bias on some of these sports. But when it comes to a certain athlete who's playing right now, is there somebody who really is a signature who keeps himself in great shape or herself in great shape that you want to note?
Well, that's very easy. Aaron Donald is somebody that I have a lot of respect for, not because he's a great football player. Most importantly, because he's a great person and a great man. His head has stayed the same size, whether he was at Penn Hills here in Pittsburgh or whether he's considered, you know, one of the top defensive players in the NFL. So number one, he's kept his head on straight. But I think number two, he works out pretty much every day, all year. He trains hard, keeps himself in shape, eats clean, and gives maximum effort every day. And that's something that, you know, whether you're in sports or, you know, you're in education or business, those are great attributes to have.
You know, you bring up Penn Hills, and I told you before we started this interview, Penn Hills ended my high school basketball season, my senior year.
I was the point guard for Franklin Regional High School. We went up against a team that had Tommy Flynn,
yep.
who went on to play not only at quarterback at Penn Hills, but played safety at Pitt and went on to the NFL with the Packers and the Giants, and Herb Sendek, who became a coach at the college level after a career at Ohio State. We lost to that team. But talking about being a point guard, and you were a point guard, you got to have some smarts, right? Point guard is a fun position to play, wasn't it?
It's a great position to play. It's like a pitcher in in baseball or quarterback on the football field. You're able to make decisions, so you have to have smarts and intellect. But it's most importantly your job and your role as a point guard is to be able to provide the ball to the other people on your team at the right place at the right time. And also set the tempo for your team. So you're really that leader in a number of respects.
How often do you get a chance to go back to the University of Pittsburgh or your stomping grounds in Grove City and kind of relive some of the glory days?
Well, the short answer to that is not enough. That's for sure. Living in the Pittsburgh area in Wexford, I don't get down there as much as I'd like. Although I will say, in the past year, I have been on campus more frequently, and with Grove City, with my dad still living in Grove City, I get up there on occasion to see him, but it's not enough. We just had actually a reunion with our high school team last season, so it was great to get back and see some guys I played with that I hadn't seen in a while. Some physiques have changed a little bit, as you can imagine, as I'm sure some of your teammates have over the years, but it was a good time to get back and see people I hadn't seen in a while.
Isn't it interesting that two of the terrific sports athletes at the University of Pittsburgh have the last name of Kavanaugh? I remember watching Matt Kavanaugh going up against Notre Dame at Pitt Stadium, and many great times. What about Matt Kavanaugh to you?
Yeah, it's obviously people get us confused interchange that name a little bit. But like yourself, while we're not related, followed Matt coming up in my years. He was at Pitt prior to my time there, and obviously had a great career, not just at Pitt, but also in the NFL. And he's made Pitt proud on a number of levels. A lot of respect for him.
As an athlete, how difficult this has to be for those who've had their season either cut short, never got started. What's going through their minds, do you think? Have you talked to any guys that are other than Aaron that's really involved, that trying to pick their brain and talk to them about keeping fit, right nutrition, and things like that?
I have, both at the professional level and the collegiate level. I think at the college level, I think there's a lot of uncertainty for the athletes that are coming back in terms of what that future is going to hold. I think for the athletes that are seniors that were into spring sports or had, say, their basketball season cut short and couldn't play in the tournament, they're trying to deal with a very difficult time in their life because they've worked their whole lives to get to a certain point, and some of them want and try to play at the next level. So they've had to kind of refocus. And I've talked with them about, kind of resetting that target in the timeline. I mean, just because their season, the pause button got hit or it ended, that doesn't need to be the end of their career. From a professional standpoint, today, to your point earlier, nutrition is such an important part. There's a lot of support for the athletes, but again, it's changed in terms of obviously that interaction and the timing. But what I will tell you is, the majority of the professional athletes I've spoken to, they are keeping themselves, in shape and on point as much as they can, with the kind of the modified training equipment that they have.
Those who want to find out more about Ready, what can they do?
Great question. They can go to our website, readyismade.com. It's just readyismade.com. They can also, as so many people are Amazon shoppers, we've got all of our products on Amazon as well. But for information about more of our mentality and kind of some of the things we've spoken about today, our website's the best place for that.
What's your favorite product on the menu?
That's a great question. I get that asked often. And at the end of the day, I'm a big fan of our plant-based protein puffs. They are a... light snack. Like many people, I like to snack throughout the course of the day. So the cinnamon sugar and barbecue are two of my favorites. And they only have 1 gram of sugar and 10 grams of protein. So it's kind of the perfect nutritional profile as well.
I have to also bring up that acquaintance that you and I both have is the former Pitt assistant basketball coach, Dominic Bardinelli, who a teacher at Franklin Regional and good friends with the Doyle family, and the Bardinellis have been friends for years. The Cozy Inn, I'm sure you've been to with with Dominic. What were your thoughts about working with him as a coach?
You know, Dominic, as he is a true teacher. And one of the things that I loved about Dom is as mad as he may have gotten at myself or some of the other, you know, my teammates, he was always using it as a teachable or coachable moment. He always kept his cool, and he was a great resource between, you know, our head coach, Coach Evans, and the players in terms of putting things into perspective and, you know, keeping us on point when we needed to over a long season.
Do you follow Pitt basketball a lot right now?
I do. Don't get to as many games as I'd like, but I really like what Coach is doing. Brian Regan, actually, who was an assistant when I played, he's on the staff now there. So it's great to see Brian helping them build the program or rebuild it. And they definitely took some steps in the right direction this year, and I have all the confidence in the world that the program is going to get to the level that I think all Pitt fans want to see it.
When you host a show and a podcast like I'm doing right now, I get to ask the questions that sometimes I want to know.
Sure.
So I'm going to ask you, top five athletes in Pittsburgh history, can be college or pro?
Woo! Boy, that's a heck of a question there. Well, I'm going to put two Penn Hills players out there, one in Aaron and one in Bill Fralick. Bill, it was a dear friend of mine. Unfortunately, he's not with us, but unbelievable. Don Hennon, you got to put Don in there as a, you know, as another Pitt guy. In terms of track and field, you've got Roger Kingdom, right? You got to put Roger out there. And in terms of basketball, you know, there's a number of players there, and I'm going to give a shout out. I don't know if I'd put him in the top five yet, but I think he was the first top 15 NBA pick recently. Is Cam Johnson? He was former teammate of mine, Gil Johnson's son, who's now playing with Phoenix Suns. So he's somebody that we're all near and dear to, and actually played in our Crimes Club program growing up.
Have you had a conversation with Dad about the coronavirus?
I have, often. Yep, checking on him all the time and making sure he's safe and in check, and knock on wood, he's doing well. So thank you for asking.
Everybody in your family doing well?
They are, knock on wood. You know, my sister's a nurse, Colleen. Her and her husband and three girls live over in Solon, Ohio, and they're all doing well too, thank you. How about your family?
Yes, everybody up here in New Jersey doing well. My mom and dad live in Delmont, Pennsylvania. My sister and brother-in-law live in White Valley, and my brother and sister-in-law live in Delmont. So I was really the only one to fly the coop. Everybody else is still in the Pittsburgh area.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's, at least they're relatively in the same area then. That's great.
Absolutely. And Don did play football at Slippery Rock. You know, your mom has the connection of being a teacher there. We have so many things in common. I hope at some point I get to meet Pat Kavanaugh.
Likewise. It was great chatting with you. You had some excellent questions, and look forward to talking with you again.
Best of luck with your nutrition company and continued success, Pat. And thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Hey, thank you very much.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the shows at WBGO.org/Sports Jam. Find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll hopefully see you at the game soon.